Independent, trustworthy, and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
Can you imagine if every company had a theme song like that when you go into the Monday morning board meeting, Tommy? I mean, you would get people jumping out of their chair to come and work for you.
It would boost morale, wouldn't it? Jesus.
Wouldn't it? Hey? Get people up and running. Chunky Tuna makes a point here on the text line. Now, you're a man who loves his stats. Matty, why does everyone, including yourself, say Manly hadn't beaten a top four side, well, it was about top five before the Roosters? We beat Parra twice, once when they were entrenched in the top four. Happy to fly under the radar, though.
This is interesting because they mentioned it with the Roosters as well, and me and my mates were talking about it. It's like, where do you draw the line? Like, when can you say we beat a top four team? Because Dragons, you know, they beat Parra early in the season. I know that they weren't top four, but they could say, oh, we beat a finals team. Like, oh, Storm were top two and after round two, and we beat them. So maybe, you know, like where do you draw the line? Is it, do you make the stance of, oh, you know, at the end of the season when finals are played, or do you make a stance of, oh, you know, okay, like Manly, you say, you know, someone beat Manly in the opening four rounds. Yeah, well, Manly were terrible in the opening four rounds. You know, you can only really make a judgment on them where they are right now.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Whereas at the time, absolutely. Whereas at the time, going into round 11, I think Parramatta was second and
yes.
Manly beat them 28-6. And in round 22, Parramatta were fourth and Manly beat them 56-10. So we like to get our facts straight here. But you're right. You know, at which stage of the season do you say you're a top five team?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean... Stats can be manipulated and changed any way they want by a certain fan base. Like whatever you're talking about, a fan base will twist it for their own good.
We don't do that at Tommy's Tribune, do we? But we do need to reflect on our Thursday editorial meeting and think about what we came up with and how close to the mark you were.
Yeah, it was a disappointing and sad weekend, Matty. I've just got to add, as some of our listeners may know, I am a Roosters fan. And so Friday night was very, very tough viewing. And your mob, you know, they were the better team. I think the injuries caught up with the Roosters, inexperience in some key positions. And Tommy Turbo, just too good. I'll eat my hat here. Eat my own words.
Were you okay with that music? Do we need to keep that going for a little while longer just to let you recline in your chair a little bit and ponder the season that may have been? I mean, I think it's sort of, it's nice and soothing for you. Perhaps we could have sent this your way on earlier on the weekend to get you through the weekend, because it must have been a long one for you.
Yeah, it was. That's the tough thing about Friday night games as well. It just ruins your whole weekend if you lose.
No, it doesn't.
I wonder, and maybe listeners can quickly text in before the show ends. Would you rather have a bad loss on a Thursday or Friday night and it ruins your weekend, or, you know, or Sunday arvo? So your weekend's done, bang,
yep.
But then you still got the bad loss. So that means you're starting the week on a bad loss. I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, it ruins your Sunday night, doesn't it? Then you feel crappy on Monday morning. You don't want to go to work.
Whereas by Monday morning, you've already forgotten about that loss that happened on Friday night.
And see, I was willing to do that. I was certainly not going to sit here in this editorial recap and gloat that my team knocked your team out. But then I heard your therapy music and I thought, now's the time.
Yeah, I had to let it out. Looking back on the season, it was I'm proud of the Roosters. We finished in the same spot as we did last year, and last year we had a much healthier squad, and this year they had to play even more games, so there was a bigger chance for losses as well. We get a host of players back next year. A lot of players this year wouldn't even meant to play first grade at all, debuted 9 players, send off a couple champions in the Morris brothers, Jake Friend and Boyd Cordner. So not a great season, but still, you know, I think we're one of the premiership favourites for 2022.
Yep, I'd agree with all that. How close were we with headlines?
Not really that close. So my first headline was Teddy the Terrific. I said he would outplay Tom Trbojevic, and I predicted that Teddy would have at least 1 try and 2 try assists. So that's a big cross.
Yeah.
Although I did think he was our best player, never stopped trying, but just couldn't help the Roosters get the win.
You'd almost need the therapy music for that one again. I mean, you were so far off the mark with that one, and you jumped all over it because the week before you took down Tommy Turbo, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And then then came in skipping, and then you come in with this one and missed the mark. But we'll just give you the ba-bam. That's all you need from that one. Okay, so that was none from one.
My next one was actions speak louder than words. Now, this was in regards to Ivan Cleary. Probably got a bit of ahead of himself after the week one loss against Wayne Bennett came out and, you know, did a bit of whinging. And as Brad Arthur even said in his press conference, Ivan Cleary's whinging helped him. And then Cleary didn't have anything to say after the win. He just let the performance of the team, of his team, do the talking. So I think that's a tick. That's a big tick.
Yes. There. Yeah. That was good. That was well played.
And I did have another. It wasn't a headline, but I did make a prediction that obviously we had the judiciary drama last week with Sam Verrills. I did make the prediction that we would have more judiciary drama coming out of the weekend, and I did say it would be Moses Leota from the Penrith Panthers. Now, there was no judiciary drama. However, and I'll just put that in bold, however, we are getting a lot of drama and controversy surrounding players milking penalties, which can have some correlation with the judiciary. So I'll give myself a half pass mark there.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
A little tick that almost didn't really itch. Hey, before I let you go, so at the very top of the show, I pose this question to our listeners. We've got four options for what the grand final may be.
Yes.
The grand final may be Melbourne v Rabbitohs. It could be Melbourne versus Manly. It could be Rabbitohs versus Penrith, or Manly versus Penrith. Out of those four, have you got a selection?
Yeah, I've got Melbourne v Manly.
You got Melbourne v Manly.
Melbourne. I think Melbourne would have been licking their lips on Saturday night watching the Eels and Panthers bash each other up. I think the Panthers, I saw this on Twitter, the Panthers remind me a lot of 2018 Rabbitohs. That was Anthony Seibold's first year with the club, where Damien Cook won Hooker of the Year. Their attack all year was fantastic. They got beaten by Melbourne in week one, and then they scored two tries. They scored one try against the Dragons and no tries against the Roosters in week two and week three. Panthers look like they've hit a wall in regards to their attack. Defense still good, but they need to score points to beat Melbourne. I think Melbourne are going to be way too good. And Manly, like Matty John said this morning with Vossi, I don't know how they're going to stop Tommy Turbo, although their one weakness is their edges. So, you know, Rabbitohs can exploit them there, but I'm going with a Melbourne Manly grand final.
All right, we'll take a break. Jimmy Smith coming up at 1 o'clock today. Of course, Jared Waitley heading your way at midday with High Noon. We'll try and catch up with Jimmy after this.